8. Washington. Though the Battle of Bull Run had been a humiliating loss for the Union, Lincoln exuded not defeatism, but renewed determination. He signed bills to bring troop strength up to 1 million men, fired inept generals, and summoned George McClellan to take command of the division of the Potomac and Washington's defenses. McClellan was in the western Virginia town of Beverly when he received the orders the day after the Bull Run battle. He set out for Washington aboard a special train the next morning, cheered at refueling stops along the way. Pinkerton, who learned of McClellan's orders the day he got them, sent a courier to catch up with him in Wheeling and deliver a note that the detective would keep his spies in Kentucky, where they could be reached easily if McClellan needed them in Washington. Pinkerton enclosed a $3,000 bill for his agency's services. "The hopes of the nation now are upon you," he wrote at the end of his letter. "All say McClellan is the man." McClellan wrote back that he did not know what to expect when he arrived in Washington. "Be prepared for a summons for your services," he told Pinkerton. McClellan arrived at the Capitol the afternoon of July 26th, proclaimed the conqueror of Western Virginia and now the nation's savior, welcomed by the president and his cabinet, mobbed in the Senate chamber and the center of attention at a state dinner. "I could become dictator," he wrote his wife, Mary Ellen, his head swollen. On July 30th, Pinkerton, who had continued to collect intelligence in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Western Virginia, received a telegram from McClellan. "Join me in Washington as soon as possible. Come prepared to stay and bring with you 2 or 3 of your best men." Pinkerton quickly closed his Cincinnati office and took the train east. When he reached Washington in early August, Pinkerton found McClellan, who was living in a large house on Jackson Place near the War Department and taking his meals at Wormley's restaurant just around the corner on I Street, busy rounding up stragglers in the city's bars and hotels, instilling discipline among his officers, reorganizing an unruly collection of 51,000 soldiers into a fighting force he renamed the Army of the Potomac, building fortifications around Washington, and drafting for Lincoln a breathtaking and unrealistic strategy to win the war with 273,000 troops. Before long, McClellan also was voicing the private opinion that Lincoln, who apparently never responded to the general's grand plan, was an idiot, and Scott, who thought McClellan too young for such a large command, was either a dotard or a traitor.